Well, I'm going to move things on to the animal world and the fact that it's often said that elephants can't jump. But can they run, or are they only able to walk? Now, that's a bit of a scientific conundrum that hasn't really had an answer until now, with a new study that reveals that they actually do a bit of both. And it turns out that they're extremely efficient for moving them, these enormous bodies across the Earth at quite remarkable high speeds. Well, this is all thanks to a team of researchers led by Norman Hegland from the Catholic University in Louvain in Belgium. And we now know that when it builds up speed, an elephant's front legs trot while its back legs seem to walk. Now, ridden by their handlers at the Thai Elephant Conservation Centre, 34 rescued Asian elephants, ranging between an 800-kilo youngster to a 4-tonne adult, were filmed as they were walked and charged along an 8-metre platform. And on the base of that were fixed plates to measure the forces being exerted with each stride of these huge elephants as they lumbered along. Now, what the team did was they tracked the elephant's shifting centre of mass and assessed how they transfer their energy between strides. And Hegland and his team discovered that at low speed, elephants walk with extremely great efficiency. For every kilo of body weight, they use 60% less energy than we do and 97% less energy than mice do. So they may be huge, but elephants are extremely efficient at getting themselves around the place. And the key to that efficiency lies in their stability. They always have two or three legs on the ground at any one time. And they also stride much more rapidly than perhaps we would expect. And this really produces this fast, stable movement at slow speeds. Now, when most animals speed up, there's a point when they stop walking with a smooth pendulum-like motion and they start running. And this really involves bouncing up and down, storing up and releasing energy in springy muscles and tendons. A bit like on a pogo stick. I don't know if you ever had a go on one of those. I used to have one. It was great fun.
Kept falling off every time. The most amount of jumps I managed was about 10, I think.
That sounds pretty good to me. Anyway, so that's essentially what you're doing when you're running, is you're bouncing and using that energy, storing it and releasing it as you're going. Often this involves part of a movement where your body completely leaves the ground. Now, elephants don't do that. They can't jump. They don't actually ever leave the ground. And at high speeds, it seems what they're doing is that they're actually employing a combination of walking and running. As their weight transfers from side to side, they keep their centre of mass relatively steady. That's what this study showed, was they kept their centre of mass very steady, with the back legs really walking along at this steady rate. But their forelimbs were trotting and bouncing a little bit forwards. And it's almost like they're trying to shift gear and start running, but because of their immense bulk, these huge elephants don't quite manage it.
Thanks, Helen.